page 133. Lesson D. Brain matter. 3. Listening. Understanding the brain. Outcomes. A. Listen to 4 experts lecture about brain research and how it impacts their areas of expertise. Choose the most likely profession of each speaker. Circle A, B, or C. 1.
One of the biggest challenges for organizations in this day and age is adapting to changing situations. Those organizations that can change are the ones that are more likely to be successful. So what does this have to do with brain research? Well, people tend not to like change. They tend not to be good at it. And research into how the brain works goes some way toward understanding why that is, so we can work with people to create more effective change. It also tells us how the brain manages information, how people make decisions or solve problems, how they work together in a team, and so on. And if we can understand these kinds of things, then we can begin to understand how to manage people and choose the best people to run organizations. In the future, this research is certain to affect how companies train employees and promote them into senior roles so that they'll have the best people to lead their organizations and make the best decisions in times of change.
2.
One of the exciting areas in brain research is understanding how changes in the circuitry of the brain affect hunger and eating. It's in the early stages, but there is promising research in this area. And the impact it could have in the future is extremely exciting, because we are beginning to understand more fully what factors prompt obesity and eating disorders, which of course is of great importance if we are to treat these problems more effectively than we currently do. We are also coming closer to an understanding of how certain foods affect the brain. Of course, a lot has been done in this area already. We already see on the market drinks that, if manufacturers are to be believed, promote brain health, for example. But maybe one day we will discover more about which foods affect different parts of the brain, so that we could create diets that help people to deal with their eating problems, and know which foods help with learning skills. For example, what foods a musician or a gymnast needs. The potential is huge.
3.
One of the interesting things is that as we understand more about how the brain develops, we can get a deeper understanding of how we acquire new knowledge and skills throughout life. So we can start to understand, perhaps, if there are optimal ages at which it's best to learn a specific skill. So it has often been claimed that the younger you are, the easier it is to learn a new language. The same may also be true of other subjects, such as mathematics, say. But is it really true? Does the evidence back this up? Researchers are starting to look at these exciting questions. And the implications for educational policy are sure to be significant. In the future, we may be able to design programs for learning that teach subjects at the time in development when the brain is most receptive to learning.
4.
We already know so much about the brain, and the work that neuroscientists have already done needs to be recognized. But recent developments have been especially exciting. We are beginning to understand how addiction has a great deal to do with how the brain is wired, and that it is, in fact, a brain disorder. And as we understand more about addictions, what it is that makes the brain become addictive in its behavior, then we can begin to treat the millions of addicts there are. And of course, it's not just drugs that people are addicted to, but shopping, gambling, eating, so many different things. And I mean really effectively treat them to overcome their addictions. However, going back to the subject of drugs, the impact on society in the future would be enormous, especially when you consider the amount of drug-related crime we have, for example.